Good morning. My name is Tamara Pigott. Thank you for joining our weekly industry call. Commissioner Pendergrass is leading the Port Authority meeting this morning, so he's unable to join us. But I want you to know we really appreciate having the opportunity to speak with you each week. Our goal is to keep the lines of communication as open as possible between our office and each of you. On our agenda this morning, we have John Talmadge, who will be providing us with an update on the SBA loan deadlines and maybe a few other things. John, you will need to hit star 2 to unmute yourself, but we'd love to hear from you.
He's logging in right now, Tam.
Okay, no worries. Maybe while Jeff's John's logging in, we'll see if Jeff is available. Jeff Mielke, by chance, are you ready to go?
Yeah, Tam, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Hey, good morning, everyone. Just a quick sports update. You probably saw the press release that the Fort Myers tip-off is going to continue to happen at the Suncoast Arena. We are working with VCB Communications and Marketing to make sure we're putting out the right messaging via the Fox broadcast. In that same week, the Gulf Coast Showcase down at Hertz Arena will also still be happening, with all of the housing being at the Hyatt Coconut Point. We are still continuing to evaluate December events. There are some events that we feel confident. We have learned that the facilities will be available for some soccer events. They're not the largest events that we host, but we think that I've talked to enough of you on the phone that individually that we think that there will be a few room nights here and there available in the first two weekends of December for some soccer events. Again, unless you hear from us, or you hear from Allison and the sports organizing committee, we are trying to not cancel events until either the promoter says it's just not going to work, or we hear from enough of our industry that we can't support the event. So please don't just cancel sports room blocks without talking to us first. As I've said over and over again, we want to have a positive impact on our recovery. We do not want to have a negative impact on any of you. We do not want to be a burden by trying to bring sports events. So we're going to bring them in slowly. We're going to have very open dialogue with the industry and make sure that at least some of you have the desire to house some sports events, in the next 30 to 60 days. So that's kind of where we're at. We're evaluating every single event in December as it comes along. We want to give a promoter about a four-week window to decide whether to host the event here or not. And so it seems to be working fairly well. And I haven't heard a lot of negative feedback from any of you or our industry. Seems to be everyone's fairly happy with the process that we're moving forward with. So if anybody's got any questions or comments for me, Tam, I don't know if you want to take them now, or I'll stay on the phone, wait till the end.
Sure. Let's go ahead and take any questions for Jeff right now, if you have them. Star 2 to ask Jeff a question. All right, Jeff, well, maybe you're off the hook. You may reserve the right to ask at the end of the call, but if John is available now, let's go ahead and have him unmute himself. John, you'll have to hit star 2 to unmute yourself, and we appreciate you giving us an update on the SBA loan deadlines and any other good tidbits you have for our group.
Good morning, Tam, and good morning, everybody. Thanks for giving me a few minutes to speak. A couple updates. One is that the SBA loans are fast approaching the deadline to apply. We hope they'll be extended, but as of right now, they'll end at the end of this month. So we have 3.5 weeks left to apply for the SBA $2 million and the additional grants. The other are loans. The state's disaster loan allocation has, you know, pretty much been depleted right now, but we expect that to be restocked during the session. So we encourage everyone to go out and apply for that as well. You don't have to take either one, but, you know, please apply just to get your place in line, because we don't know what other programs that might come down the pike that could be tied to them or tied to the application or whatnot. One of the things the governor's office did do this week was to make sole proprietors in the maritime sector eligible for the emergency loan program as well. So captains, fishing fleets, shrimp fleets, et cetera, aquaculture, fish farms are now eligible for that. If you're a sole proprietor, you're always eligible before, but sole proprietors are now eligible. So captains are particularly, I think, the target for that expansion. So again, we expect them to replenish that loan fund. You know, it's not moving quickly, but there have been 55,000 applications filed, for eligible counties. I think we're number two in that count. So certainly there's been a lot of activity. I know people still have legacy payments from the PPP program in some cases, and we're hoping the SBA will allow businesses to consolidate and to package them into one. That's one of the things on our own legislative agenda. The second thing is, don't forget there's a special session the first 2 weeks of December. We can feel the beginnings of packages being, you know, discussed of what might be in the realm of possibilities. So everyone should, you know, stay in touch. And I'm sure Tam will have the right people on, Joe LaGuardia at some point to discuss what session could look like. And then finally, on workforce, now we're expecting up to $30 million in dislocated worker retraining funds. And the eligibility requirements continue to expand. So right now, you know, if you have a workforce that you need to place for 6 months or 3 months or for a short period of time until you reopen and want to bring them back, you know, we have the ability to, you know, to have CareerSource pay for $15 an hour or $17 an hour of their salaries for them to do work for a not-for-profit or for a government agency. We may be expanding that to also include to work on repairing their own homes. So stay tuned for that. Peg will probably be back to update us like she did last week in the future. So Tam, those are really the highlights of this, but it's, you know, as we, you know, the most important thing is programs are nearing their deadlines, and if you have any inclination that you may want a loan or at least be considered for a loan or hold your place in line for a loan, get the application in now. Whether you work through our office, the SBDC, the Disaster Recovery Centers, or other technical assistance providers, we're all here to help you, and let us know. We'll come by and visit with you and bring the necessary paperwork.
John, I really appreciate that update. Perhaps there are a few questions for you. Let's give them the opportunity to ask them before you log out. Star 2 if you have a question for John about the information that he shared with us this morning.
And I'll stay on for the rest of the call as well.
Okay. Super, John. Thanks so much. Any questions for John?
Yes.
Okay, please go ahead.
Hey, this is Angela Hammond. I represent a bunch of captains in the area. And I was just wondering how a little more information about where we go to get the industry loan or the maritime or captains in the area.
You can go to our website, LeadBiz. LeeCountyBiz.com, and it will take you to the state's link. You can go directly to Florida Jobs, their website. And if you need any technical assistance, so if you want to organize a group of captains to to meet with us. We're happy to facilitate that, and it's anything that you'd like to have where we could, you know, give them more details about the loan program. Just so you know, as of right now, it's a one-year loan for up to $50,000 at 0% interest. The loan amount may change and the period may change, but right now those are the parameters.
Okay. And what was the website that you said first?
LeeCountyBusiness.com.
Okay, perfect.
And if you have any questions, we can post out my phone number for you to call me directly.
Okay. Thank you.
We can get you a link, Angela.
Okay, thank you.
Sure, absolutely. Anybody else have a question for John? *2 to unmute yourself. All right. Well, I will go on to the VCB update. We're going to continue to give you a chance to weigh in. So if you didn't get in there, if I moved on too quickly, just hold on for another minute or two, and then we'll give you another chance. First, and most importantly, I want to let you know that next week we will not be having one of these calls because it is at the exact same time that we host our TDC meeting next week. So rather than having a call, we're going to hold the TDC meeting. And for those of you who are unable to join us in person, I want to encourage you to watch the meeting online on the Lee TV Live YouTube channel. We will, of course, hold a meeting, a call the next week on Thursday, November 17th. And then, of course, we'll take Thanksgiving off. So it is going to be a little bumpy here for a couple of weeks, and then we'll get back on track with our weekly calls each week. Just a couple of reminders from my end to our hoteliers. If you are able to do so, please complete the July through September occupancy survey that you received from Down St. Germain last week. For those of you who have completed the occupancy survey, a big thank you from me. As I've reminded you every week, we are now including a list of what's open on the visitfortmyers.com website. And if you are open and your business is not included on this list, please reach out to Brielle Binzing in our office, and she will make sure that you get on that list. If you are open, please use the industry portal login to update your business and event your event listing if you are an event organizer and have a listing. Go in, check your listing, make sure all the details on your listing are accurate, and also you probably would be well advised to take a look at the images and make sure they're reflective of the current situation. The way you log into the partner portal, if you haven't done that in a long time, if you go to the Visit Fort Myers website, go all the way to the bottom and you'll see Industry Partner Portal login as one of the links at the bottom of the page. And if you need your login details or have any challenges, Brielle can also help you with that. She is available to help. One other thing I wanted to share with you, since we last spoke, we've been coordinating with United Way and the Collaboratory on the earmarked donations for our hospitality workers, and there is now an assessment form that is posted at LeeVCB.com. When you go to LeeVCB.com, if you slide down kind of right in the middle of the page, it's a big banner, a pink banner with a photo of some industry members that says Relief Fund Assessments Begin. There's a form there that we are asking be filled out. And completing this form will be the first step in determining eligibility for relief fund assistance. We are still finalizing the review committee members, and we hope to have those funds from the that have been donated going out to those in need as quickly as possible. But this filling out this assessment form is the first step, and a big thank you to United Way for helping us get that form up and ready to go so people can begin filling it out. So at this point, I'm going to open things up and allow you to ask questions, give feedback, share your thoughts, anything you want to talk about, we're happy to hear. Star 2 to unmute yourself. All right. Well, hello.
Hey, it's Kelly with IMAG. How are you?
Hey, Kelly. How you doing?
Good, good. Just wanted to remind everybody that we are having our Inspiration Day on November 12th. We do have Crow, Ding Darling, other nonprofits in the area will be here. We also have, I think, 6 or 8 food trucks that have RSVP'd that they will be here. Again, it's pay what you can. So if someone cannot pay, they are welcome to come in free. And we are hopeful that, you know, if folks can pay, they may do a little bit more of a donation to help support the museum.
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks for sharing that. I know people are really looking for things to do. The Pablo Cruz concert, it was heavily attended. I think that's the right way to say that. Overattended, possibly. I don't know. Maybe a concert can't be overattended, but they were, you know, a lot of people there. I know people are really, really, you know, looking for things to get out and do. So thank you so much for sharing that with us, and we'll be sure to help you push out that information, Kelly.
Thank you. One other thing, our King Tut exhibit is open. It will be running through March 30th. So that is another thing. I probably should touch base with you at some point or someone in your office. Who do I need to talk to about some of these things?
Typically the way we're pushing stuff out, and we're talking about relaunching What to Do. That's a weekly publication you might be familiar with, Kelly, that we do send out to the hotel so they can share it with their guests who are looking for, you know, activities. But I also think our snowbirds and our residents use that information as well as to figure out what's going on in the community. And we're going to try to restart that here shortly. And our communications team oversees that. So my recommendation would be to speak to Ray Saraceno, our communications director. So that would be my best advice on that one.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Anybody else want to share or have something they want to talk about? Star 2.
Tam, this is Jeannie from the Outrigger.
Hey, Jeannie.
Good morning. Tell me, can you give me that link again for the application for the United Way funds?
LeeVCB.com, the partner site. And if you slide down about halfway, right in the middle of the page, you will see Relief Fund Assessments Begin, and there's a Get Started button. If you click on that, it'll take you right to the form.
You guys are wonderful. Very much.
All right. Absolutely.
Tamara, Tom Torgerson, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can. How you doing today, Tom?
Good morning. Day 36, I think. My question is, and maybe this isn't the right form, or maybe you can't do this, but if you give some kind of high-level outlook as you and others see it today for the hospitality lodging industry as to, you know, how you see demand for, you know, recovery, all the various recovery efforts continuing 6 months, 12 months, 24 months, and how you see the conversion kind of through recovery demand into, you know, kind of getting into a more traditional, typical corporate and leisure demand type customer in the area. Maybe it's an impossible question. I don't know. Just looking for perspective.
Tom, to be honest, it is a little bit challenging because we haven't heard from the bulk of the partners who have been most severely impacted by the storm, right? So what are their plans? Is it a tear down rebuild plan? Is it we're coming back with a vengeance, you know, it's going to take us 18 months to reopen and we're going to be reopened in 18 months. Until we have good information on that, I think it's going to be a little bit difficult for us to do what you're talking about. But in this immediate situation, you know, right now we have a little more than about 50% of the rooms in the area are now reopened. And I think for the rooms that are reopened, they're going to see strong demand, you know, for the foreseeable future, because of course now we have compression, right? You know, with only half the room, you know, approximately half the rooms available, then, you know, the situation is going to be different than if all the rooms were available. So, you know, construction workers, you know, there's going to be, you know, in my opinion, years of construction going forward, and there's going to be a lot of demand for you know, short-term accommodations because of some of those activities. But the bigger picture, I think we need more feedback from the properties to be able to do that long-term projection. But on the other side of this, Tom, and yourself being a great example of this, as these properties come back online, people are going to, they're craving to come back. I mean, last night they just had an event in Nashville, thankfully raising funds for the hospitality worker fund, that, you know, every single person that got up on that stage and talked about their experience and, you know, coming to Island Hopper Songwriter Fest and, you know, how much they enjoyed being in the area and can't wait to get back. We know that the passion for the area hasn't changed. And so, you know, it's a matter of, you know, do we have the facilities and the ability to host these people and, you know, in what capacity? So as that, you know, as properties come back online, I see there being super high demand for them.
Well, thank you. I know it was kind of an impossible question, but, you know, one of the things you did say is, you know, you see the rebuilding taking years, you know, plural, and, you know, not surprising. And, you know, that's telling in and of itself. Yeah, the compression thing, we're just trying to evaluate for our other properties too, not just the, you know, Margaritaville, but for other properties.
Sure.
We're trying to evaluate things like, when do we do renovations? When do we reinvest in our Southwest Florida properties? And that's the basis for my question.
Yeah, I do understand. And I wish my crystal ball was a little clearer, but I think, Tom, until we know, you know, have a better idea of what the antenna is of the people who need to either, you know, repair or rebuild, it's very difficult to have a long-term conversation. And when I say years, I mean, just think of your process. You know, you got to get a permit. You got to have a plan. You got to get a permit. You've got to go through the process. You've got to secure all the resources, and then you've got to construct it. I mean, your construction process, what, about 18 months? So, when I say years, I think between, you know, design, construction, and opening, you're probably looking at two years for most properties, minimum, right? So, and that's if everything goes perfectly. So objectively, I think, you know, when I say years, that's what I'm talking about, just, you know, the construction time. But I appreciate the question.
No, thank you. Thanks, Tom.
Absolutely. Star 2, if you would like to weigh in or give some feedback or have a question.
Hi, good morning. This is Devin from Expedia Group. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for the call today. I just had a quick question. Do we foresee any sponsored campaign in the near future for hotels to join, something like, you know, a We Are Open campaign, anything in that regards or efforts as far as the recovery marketing plan for Fort Myers?
Absolutely. You know, obviously at this moment, there are not a whole lot of hotel rooms available because they have been filled with crews and contractors and such. But as we begin to see that the demand on that side easing, we will shift into a marketing plan to promote the properties that are open, of course. Of course. So I encourage you to connect with Brian Ososki and the team at MMGY. They're working very hard on what those plans look like and what the timing, the exact timing of those plans are.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Anyone else? Star 2, please.
Hi, Tam. It's Jeanette.
Hey, Jeanette.
How are you?
I'm great.
I just wanted to say I thought the event last night was fantastic. I mean, just the support and the feedback and the comments and just everybody's love for the destination and support for the destination. And yeah, I thought the event last night was wonderful.
Yeah, it was really touching, honestly, if for those of you who didn't get to listen into last night's concert. I don't know how many performers. I think they said they were going to have about 50 of them there. I didn't count how many of them performed, but it went on for, what, about 2.5 hours. I know it was past my bedtime, but I was still listening to the end.
Yeah.
And started at 8, and I think it went until 11:38. Actually,
yeah,
it's like 3.5 hours. Yeah, three and a half hours.
It was amazing. And at the end, when they all just jammed together, it really gave you and anybody watching that, you know, exactly what happens during Island Hopper Festival, the festival in Fort Myers and in Captiva and Sanibel. Everybody just together, having a good time, enjoying themselves, jamming together. Like they said, I think, you know, next year it could be bigger than ever. Just all of the way that they spoke. But anyways, amazing job. Excellent job.
Yeah, great. No, I already reached out to Dan Spears this morning and gave him a big thank you. You know, told him how touched I was about the event. And, you know, it really was special. You know, that I think, again, it's that passion that people have for our area. And I think that just, you know, comes through. Once you come here, you're hooked. You know, if we fit you, you're hooked. And, you know, That's the one thing that keeps driving me. You know, it's very much like the pandemic. You know, people were like, when will they come back? They'll come back as soon as they can. They'll come back as soon as we're, you know, the businesses reopen that they, you know, that they want to come to. So I am confident in that. You know, it's just the challenge of getting there. That's what we're facing. But the passion is not diminished. But thanks for sharing that, Jeanette. All right, star 2. Anybody else have anything they want to share? All right. Well, we appreciate you joining us this morning. Again, no call next week. Next call will be on the 17th of November, 9 a.m. Same call-in info as today. Appreciate each one of you. Reach out if you need anything. I'm always available for you. Take care. Thank you.